Triple Team Traffic, let's get you up to date. Here's Ricky Meese.
Emergency traffic continues for Davis County drivers. We had the first accident that started it all before 200 North in Kaysville. That's been cleared, but not before it brought traffic to a standstill. And now a KSL traffic trooper alerting us to a secondary crash in the mix. About five cars involved with this one at the Highway 89 split there by Lagoon. So far, I can see most of them over to the right shoulder, but some of them in those left lanes still very slow. So you're going to see unusually heavy delays northbound I-15 as you're going from Glover Lane in Farmington to Kaysville. Len Thomas.
Well, Sharon, southbound through the valley, Salt Lake Valley, it's not looking too bad. A little bit of slowing at the I-80 interchange down to 3300 south, and then picking up again with some slow traffic at the south interchange on down to Sandy. We've got slowing on 5600 west and Bangor, both about the 201 freeway. Over the Point of the Mountain, pretty slick drive right now all the way down to Provo with good speeds. Mark?
Northbound I-15 looks like it's sluggish coming up from Sandy, and then another stretch through Murray, and then south Salt Lake 3300 south up to about 1300 south. Now that's just sluggish volume. Then 6 north to the north interchange. And then it looks like we've got a live look in the traffic cams in Centerville where a rollover crash is reportedly there. We're seeing it westbound Parish Lane at Marketplace blocking your right lane. And there are some delays. Well, any project is easier when you have the right tools. So get everything from hammer drills to excavators at Diamond Rentals, 12 locations, including their newest store on 12th Street in Ogden, diamondrental.com. Mark Jackson of the KSL Traffic Center.